Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Literature and Spirituality Podcast, podcast number 40. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. Our passage from the Word of God today is Psalm 119:105, which reads, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Our spirituality and literature quote for today is from Italo Calvino. He said, "A classic is a book that has never finished saying what it has to say." Beloved, in this podcast, we are reading the Confessions of Saint Augustine. This is part 4 of book 1. Augustine writes, "I acknowledge thee, Lord of heaven and earth, and praise thee for my first rudiments of being and my infancy, whereof I remember nothing. For thou hast appointed that man should from others guess much, as to himself, and believe much on the strength of weak females. Even then I had being and life, and at my infancy's close I could seek for signs whereby to make known to others my sensations. Whence could such a being be, save from thee, Lord? Shall any be his own artificer? Or can there elsewhere be derived any vein which may stream essence and life into us, save from thee, O Lord, in whom essence and life are one? For thou thyself art supremely essence and life, for thou art most high and art not changed, neither in thee doeth today come to a close, yet in thee doeth it come to a close, because all such things also are in thee, for they had no way to pass away unless thou upheldest them. For thou art most high and art not changed, neither in thee doeth today come to a close, yet in thee doeth it come to a close, because all such things also are in thee, for they had no way to pass away unless thou upheldest them. And since thy years fail not, thy years are one today, how many of ours and our fathers' years have flowed away through thy today, and from it received the measure and the mold of such being as they had, and still others shall flow away and so receive the mold of their degree of being. But thou art still the same, and all things of tomorrow and all beyond and all of yesterday and all behind it thou hast done today. What is it to me, though any comprehend not this? Let him also rejoice and say, what thing is this? Let him rejoice even thus, and be content rather by not discovering to discover thee than by discovering not to discover thee. Hear, O God, alas, for man's sin, so saith man, and thou pitiest him, for thou madest him, but sin in him thou madest not. Who remindeth me of the sins of my infancy? For in thy sight none is pure from sin, not even the infant, whose life is but a day upon the earth. Who remindeth me? Doeth not each little infant in whom I see what of myself I remember not? What then was my sin? Was it that I hung upon the breast and cried? For should I now so do for food suitable to my age, justly should I be laughed at and reproved? What I then did was worthy reproof, but since I could not understand reproof, custom and reason forbade me to be reproved. For those habits, when grown, we root out and cast away. Now no man, though he prunes wittingly, casts away what is good. Or was it then good, even for a while, to cry for what, if given, would hurt, bitterly to resent that person's free and its own elders, yea, the very authors of its birth, served not that many besides wiser than it obeyed not the nod of its good pleasure to do his best to strike and hurt, because commands were not obeyed which have been obeyed to its hurt. The weakness then of infant limbs, not its will, is its innocence. Myself have seen and known even a baby envious. It could not speak, yet it turned pale and looked bitterly on its foster brother. Who knows not this? Mothers and nurses tell you that they allay these things by I know not what remedies. Is that too innocence? When the fountain of milk is flowing in rich abundance, not to endure one to share it, though in extremest need, and whose very life as yet depends thereon, we bear gently with all this, not as being no or slight evils, but because they will disappear as years increase. For though tolerated now, the very same tempers are utterly intolerable when found in riper years. Then thou, rather, then, O Lord my God, who gavest life to this my infancy, furnishing thus with senses, as we see, the frame thou gavest, compacting its limbs, ornamenting its proportions, and for its general good and safety, implanting in it all vital functions, thou commandest me to praise thee in these things, to confess unto thee and sing unto thy name, thou most highest. For thou art God Almighty, and God even hast thou done, pardon me, for thou art God Almighty and good, even hast thou done naught but only this, which none could do but thou, whose unity is the mold of all things, who out of thy own fairness makest all things fair, and orderest all things by thy law. This age, then, Lord, whereof I have no remembrance, which I take on others' word and guess from other infants that I have passed, true though the guess be. I am yet loath to count in this life of mine, which I live in this world. For no less than that which I spent in my mother's womb is it hid from me in the shadows of forgetfulness. But if I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me, where I beseech thee, O my God, where, Lord, or when was I thy servant guiltless? But lo, that period I pass by, and what have I now to do with that of which I can recall no vestige? Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue reading the Confessions of St. Augustine in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, it was a little bit difficult getting through this particular passage. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would give us greater understanding of what St. Augustine was writing, and help us to get the full meaning of what he was saying to us. And help us to always read your holy word first, and live by your holy word, and be inspired and encouraged through other works. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, influential English writer, poet, and professor J.R.R. Tolkien said, "There is a place called heaven where the good here unfinished is completed, and where the stories unwritten and the hopes unfulfilled are continued. If you wish to go to this place called heaven one day, let me show you how you can do that. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner, and that you have broken God's laws at some point in your life, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you.